Blog Talk Radio.
You know you want sports talk.
From a fan's perspective.
There's two problems with signing Tyshawn long term. One is the fact that you only have Dirk for 4 years. And then there's a current player that's making a whole big fuss right now. And that's one, Jason Terry. Terry, I love you, dog, but chill out. You know what I'm saying? Terry right now is making a big fuss about he wants a contract extension. His last year is next year.
We hit $10 million.
That's what I'm saying. But now he wants a contract extension, and he's holding the man to the level like, look, extend me right now. Extend me right now. You got cap room. Extend me right now.
This is the RF Sports Show, delivering high-quality sports talk.
Only on ESPN Radio. You're tuned in to the Dallas Mavericks post-game show.
Rock and Roy Fisher giving you in-depth analysis of every Dallas Mavericks home game. This is
Deep in Radio. Welcome everyone to our Mavs post-game show. We are live here at the AAC where the Mavs lose their second game in 2 days, first two games of the season, 115-93 against the Denver Nuggets. My name is Rock Fisher. I'll be joined by my co-host Royce Fisher here in just a second. We're taking your calls as well, 214-699-1942. That's 214-699-1942. We're talking to Mavs. This is Mavs Talk. We'll be coming to you guys all season long. The Mavs are in trouble, guys. I mean, they gave up another plus 100 points game to another team. The Heat beat them bad yesterday, and now the Nuggets beat them bad today. It got pretty bad, pretty ugly, pretty early, as I like to say. The Nuggets led by as many as 33 points. The Mavericks only had a three-point lead, which happened in the first quarter. And since then, it was all Denver.
And Rodney does it like a repeat of yesterday. I expected this team to come out and play a lot better. And once again, they get behind by 30 points. And, you know, that's a hard deficit to make up on any team when you're down 30 points. And I didn't see a lot of play out of some of the regular guys. This team is in trouble. Rebounding, second 10 shots, defense. I mean, it's like they fought battling apart.
This was a game where the Mavericks had a chance or should have won this game. We looked at this game on the schedule and knew Denver came in here without a they didn't have Carmelo Anthony, didn't have Kenyon Martin, no J.R. Smith. Easy, winnable game for the Mavericks, but yet they come out again, and defense was a problem again. They allowed them to shoot 49.4%, so I guess you could say they held them under 50%. But again, they allowed the Miami Heat to do the exact same thing. And they had defensive problems across the board. You saw guys not hustling for balls. They didn't understand what they were doing on defense. They couldn't get anything done.
And they let Ty Lawson become a hero today. The guy torched him for 27 points. I mean, it was a hard sight to see. The crowd couldn't get into it. There was nothing to cheer about. At one point, they did boo. And maybe that's what this team needs. Maybe the crowd needs to boo when they put on a performance like this.
Yeah, Ty Lawson was the star for the Nuggets, went 10 for 15 in field goals, and again hit 27 points, had four rebounds as well. They also were backed up by their other guard, Andre Miller, off the bench with 18 points. Also, Al Harrington came in with 18 points, playing the forward position, played 21 minutes tonight. Gallinari put in 15, and also Aaron Afalo with 11. And they put together a really nice effort. We thought George Karl would have this team ready to play. They came out ready to play. But let's talk about Rick Carlisle for a second. In his post-game interview after the game, he basically took the hit for the team. He went on to say that he thought it's all on him. He's not doing a really good job coaching this team. He went on to say it's terrible. He knows it's been terrible. He blames himself for not getting his team ready to play.
And, you know, you're absolutely right. And I don't know what happened to Sean Marion and Lamar Odom tonight. They combined for both 5 points tonight, and that's unacceptable, guys. I mean, and Sean did play a lot of minutes. He played 23 minutes and only had 2 points.
Yeah, exactly. Lamar went for 6 points, and then, of course, Sean Marion went for two points. He played 32 minutes. You got to have more production out of Lamar Odom.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And I didn't see much more from the other guys. Of course, Dirk got his 20. We had Jason Kidd with 12. Vince Carter with 11, which I didn't see him hit 11. I saw him miss about 11 shots. So, but other than that, nobody stepped up. I did see hustle play out of Brian Cardinal. And a new star, Sean Williams, came in, and he was a spark off the bench.
You can literally say that he played his guts out because he did empty his guts on the Mavericks bench in the fourth quarter after going 4-for-4, 12 points tonight. The only bright spot, I guess you could say, from this game is that we do possibly have a guy that can come in and give us 12 points off the bench. Let's talk a little bit about Vince Carter. Was not in the starting lineup today. They came out with Delonte West, Jason Kidd, Brendan Haywood, Dirk Nowitzki and Sean Marion. A little bit different change, but he said he had to go with a smaller lineup to match up with the Denver Nuggets players.
Yeah, and it was different from last night, but I don't think Vince Carter nowadays is a starter to me. I like to see him come off the bench. I can't see him sparking coming off the bench because, to me, Vince Carter, I think his time is up. I like to see Riley start. I mean, he came in and he produced, but he's trying different things. The second unit, actually, I played the first unit, and they kept him in the game. But, you know, once you get down 33 points that early in the game, the crowd was out of it. They just really didn't get back in it.
Yeah, it sounds funny, but they had four lead changes in the game. All those came, again, within the first 4 minutes of the game. After that, it was all Denver Nuggets, and they poured it on big tonight. You mentioned Vince Carter. Goes 3-for-6, shoots 50%. 2-for-3 from the three-point line to give him 11 points. And a guy like that, he's supposed to be, you know, he's an 8-time All-Star, I think it is, a 7-time All-Star, something like that. In the last game, at the end of the game, you heard Rick Carlisle compare him to a Hall of Fame player. He just looked slow. He looked overweight. He wasn't going after balls. Wasn't doing anything tonight.
And then look on the flip side. Look at Corey Brewer, who we traded to Denver, and Rudy Fernandez. And I saw those guys really play good. And I talked to Carlisle. He said he was a great addition to the team. He didn't know how Corey was going to do. He put him out there. He did good. But this Maverick team, Rodney, the bench doesn't look the same. It's a different feeling in this building than it was last year. You know, after they raised the banner yesterday, it was a proud moment. But it looked like they're on the way down instead of on the way up.
Yeah, you did get a chance to talk to George Carl after the game. He looked like he was definitely in some good spirits, a good shape. What did he have to say about his performance tonight of his team coming in here and stealing a win against the champions?
Well, he talked about the play of Ty Lawson, which did a great job, 27 points. He said they had a great training camp, everything was good, and he really didn't know what he had until they got out and played the Dallas Mavericks tonight. And he said he liked what he saw of his team, even though they are minus J.R. Reed and Kenyon Martin. And Carmelo Anthony. This is not the same team from last year, but he seemed to be pleased with his guys. Harrington played a great game. Andre Miller played a great game. I'm sorry, I meant J.R. Smith. Andre Miller, Harrington, and these guys, they just came out and played their hearts out, and they were up for the Mavericks. Mavericks just wasn't up for Denver.
The Mavericks were not ready to play at all. They haven't been ready to start the season at all, the way they've been looking so far. They got beat bad against the Heat. They get beat against the Nuggets. This is a Western Conference team. They may have to play in the playoffs. They got Oklahoma City up next. They could easily go 0-3, easily start the season 0-3, and they could play a pivotal role in the seeding for the playoffs when it comes up, when it's very, very short season. Talking to Carlisle after the game, he had a lot to say about his defense. So they got to rebuild the trust defensively. And he put it all on himself. But you have to look at the players he has on the court right now. These are not defensive-minded players. We saw Brian Cardinal get out there and hustle. But these other guys are not playing defense. And they can take some wide-open three-point shots today. They actually shot 37% from the three-point line. And all those shots that they hit from the three-point line were wide open.
And it's bad. I saw Carlisle a couple of times, look down the bench, and looking for somebody to come in. I mean, when you don't have a bench like you did last year, and you do bring in guys, and he did shuffle a lot of players in and out, looking for that spark off the bench. But this is a totally different bench than it was last year. But, last year guys stepped up, and this year, same thing's going to happen. Guys going to step up. And he's looking for that spark up the bench. And out of two games, he hadn't found anybody.
Yeah, no one stepped up yet except for Sean Williams, 4-for-4 for night. 12 points. He may just be our starting center. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're taking your calls. 214-699-1942. You listen to Mavs Talk from RF Sports Radio and DeepInMedia.net.
You're tuned in to the Dallas Mavericks post-game show.
Rock and Roy Fisher giving you in-depth analysis of every Dallas Mavericks home game. This is
Deep In Radio.
Happy holidays from Deep In Media.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I'm 19 years old, and this is how I live United. I've always been kind of a computer geek, and I found a way to use those skills to help the homeless in my community. For people facing hard times, computer skills and a basic resume are so...
Blast you with Cutting Edge Radio.
This is Deep In Radio.
www.deepinmedia.net.
Do you know what that is? That's the sound of your classmate forwarding a picture from your profile to everyone he knows. A college student downloading all your pictures to his hard drive. A teacher wondering what you were thinking. Some guys posting graphic comments about your body and what they do with it. Your neighbor printing out your latest pictures for his collection. A man spending some alone time with your picture while no one else is around. And worst of all, your dad seeing a photo of you topless, all because of the time you posted those pictures on your profile. Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends, and even not-so-friendly people. So think before you post. For more information, visit www.cybertipline.com.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
This is Deep In Radio. Giving you cutting edge talk.
Do you realize how many hundreds of thousands of people would have to be complicit to pull off a conspiracy of that nature?
Edinburgh has to make... They have to do something different, right. And they have to do something that they've never done before.
Yeah, you got to change it up.
You have to take that chance.
Onside kick it coming out.
Yeah, I mean something.
And just in the time that even Dirk Nowitzki was here, so much has happened with this team from 2006 and losing to the Heat in four straight games to one and done the year after that, and all the stuff that's happening in the playoffs. But they got it done this time.
And cutting edge music.
Let's go.
It's the only station
that gives you the best of both worlds.
This is Deep In Radio.
DeepInMedia.net.
Hey, this is Rock Fisher with DeepInMedia.net, letting you guys know one thing that you need to know this holiday season is that the NBA is back. That's right, the NBA is back in action starting Christmas Day, December 25th. Make sure you tune in for pre- and post-game. We're going to take you guys inside the locker room for the Dallas Mavericks as they try to repeat their championship. And we'll give you interviews and updates from all the NBA stars from across the league. Do not miss it right here on DeepInMedia.net as we take you guys to the NBA and NBA action.
They're playing basketball. They're playing basketball.
www.deepinmedia.net.
Hey, this is Roy with the Dallas Mavericks, and you listen to our sports radio.
It's the RF Sports Show.
Rock and Voice Fisher together talking nothing but the hottest topics in sport.
Live in on Deepin Radio.
You're tuned in to
Rock and Royce Fisher giving you in-depth analysis of every Dallas Mavericks home game.
Welcome everyone back to Mavs Talk here live from the American Airlines Center, where the Mavericks lose. Go 0-2 on the season, losing to the Denver Nuggets 115-93. And let's start with the Mavs, Royce. What's wrong with the Mavs? We've seen them bringing all these players, Lamar Odom, Vince Carter, Delonte West, getting rid of Tyson Chandler, getting rid of Caron Butler, J.J. Barrett, who had 14 points in his debut. Tyson Chandler got a win in his debut as well as Caron Butler, who got a win with the Clippers. You would wonder, what is Mark Cuban thinking right now? Because if he really wanted to repeat, should he have brought back those three players and kept the same team?
Well, right now I think Mark Cuban is kicking himself in the butt because letting those guys go, to me, was a big mistake. Even if they had kept them just this year to finish out this season, would have been better than what they had. Bringing in Vince Carter, and we know Vince Carter was on his way down. I don't know for what reason. He's not the spark they're looking for. He's not the Vince Carter of old. They brought in Lamar Odom, which I thought was a pretty good play, but he doesn't seem to be adjusting to this Maverick team. And to me, Ryan, it looks like they're just walking through the paces where everybody else is running, and they're just kind of strolling through. You know, we're the champions. But they do have a target on their back. Everybody's going to play them harder because everybody wants to be the champion. And I just don't see any hustle out of these guys at all. I don't know what's going on. Even the regular guys that's been here a while, I don't see any hustle out of them. I understand it's new, and these guys are new, but I don't see them gelling. I don't see them nowhere near gelling. Not even the old guys. Jason Terry and Dirk are not even playing up to their standards.
Yeah, Jason Terry tonight, only 6 points. Had 27 last night, and he only comes out with 6 points tonight, 3-for-8, played 25 minutes. And Carlisle wants to keep the minutes low as he can for these guys. You see Dirk not really playing in the second half of these games because they've been in 30-point deficits. So why have Dirk out there getting tired? We're going to need him for the long haul. Let's talk about Dirk real quick. He had 20 points tonight, 20 points last night as well, too. He's only shooting about 50% right now. We saw Dirk last year on fire. I mean, he was very, very, very good hitting the jump shot. He was shooting well in the 60 to 70% range. He's been a little slow to get started. It could be a whole case of conditioning with this team. This team just may not be ready to start the season, not ready to play at all. You see them not running the floor, not diving for balls, not playing good defense. There could be a whole conditioning thing, you know, from the jump.
And then a lot of guys are doubling Dirk. They're not trying to let him get the open jumpers like he used to. The turnaround shot isn't falling. They are running extra guys at him every time he gets the ball. But even then, there's no excuse. Somebody else should be open. Somebody else should pick up the slack. Jason Terry didn't shoot much at all tonight. Vince Carter was missing shots. I mean, they guys missed layup. No fast break points at all. You know, this team is not running and not rebounding.
Again, it will beat on the boards as well. The rebounding for the Nuggets had 47 rebounds, and the Mavericks had 37, a little bit better than the night before, but still not where they're supposed to be, but having all the big men that they have.
And that 37 came at the end of the game. Up until the third quarter, they were getting killed on the boards. And even second-chance points, you know, it low. This is not the same Maverick team that was out on the floor last year. They played better defense, second-chance points. They were hustling. Even when Dirk was double-teamed, other guys stepped up and knocked down the shot. Nobody knocked down the shot tonight.
And the other addition for the Mavericks, Lamar Odom, was 1-for-10 tonight with only 6 points. 1-for-10. He only hit one shot last game, and he got ejected in that game, too. So far, not so good to bring in the Lakers star.
And it looks like he sabotaged the Mavericks. I thought he would take some of the pressure off of Dirk, you know, because he is a slasher, and he does have a pretty good, decent jump shot. And just overall experience, I expected better out of him. I don't know if it's an adjustment period he's gone through to be here. I don't know if he wants to be here. But we expect more of Lamar. He's a veteran player, you know, and he just didn't come in and do what we expected him to do.
You know, the fans may not have stayed around for the whole game, but Chloe stayed around and watched the whole game. She's, I think, going to be into selling more tickets for the Mavs than the Mavericks are, the way they're playing right now, too. It is a very, very different Mavericks team that we see out there. We don't see the same intensity, desire. We don't see the same kind of locker room that they have. Leaving the court tonight, you saw Lamar Odom kicking over signs, and he should be. I mean, he's 1-for-10 right now, not doing a very good job of helping his team out. And even the veteran guys, like you said, Jason Terry, Sean Marion, who was on this team last year, Dirk Nowitzki on this team last year, these guys are not stepping up. Talk about the center position real quick. Brendan Haywood, we haven't seen much from him. Had 0 points in the first game of the season, had 7 points tonight, only had 5 rebounds, so played decent, a little bit better than he played. I mean, it's always easy to play better than when you don't score any points, scoring 7. But at that center position, they're really weak in that center position. What we saw with Sean Williams tonight, 4-for-4, 12 points. The guy 6'10", 235. He could be the center for this team.
And I think our NBA teams have got to notice that the Mavs are wide open in the middle, because you can almost drive a Mack truck up the middle. There's no center. There's nobody to challenge you. I think people are figuring that out. There's too many easy buckets. You know, they did that a lot last year, but they had Tyson Chandler. Tyson Chandler in there, guys were afraid to go up to the middle. Now it's almost like a welcome mat to saying, here we are, coming right up the middle with no defense. Now, Williams might end up playing center with Haywood being a backup, but I even like Brian Cardinal playing center, because he will hustle. He will get rebounds. He will block shots. Brendan Haywood needs to really work on something. He was a good backup center before the starting center. He's not ready for that role.
The thing with Sean Williams, I mean, look at this stat line. He had played 11 minutes tonight, had 12 points, went 4-for-4 from field goals, and went 4-for-4 from the free throw line, had three rebounds total, but he did have 5 fouls. And you can't be a starting center having 5 fouls in only 11 minutes.
Yeah, but I give him those 5 because they were hustle fouls. I don't mind a guy getting 5 fouls if he's hustling and getting rebounds, but 5 fouls and you're not blocking shots and getting rebounds, that's ridiculous.
Let's take a quick break real quick, and we'll wrap this thing up live from the AAC. You're listening to Mavs Talk on deependmedia.net, rfsportsradio.com.
You're tuned in to the Dallas Mavericks post-game show.
Rock and Roy Fisher giving you in-depth analysis of every Dallas Mavericks home game. This is
Deep End Radio.
Happy holidays from Deep End Media.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I'm 19 years old, and this is how I live here and I did. I've always been kind of a computer geek, and I found a way to use those skills to help the homeless in my community. For people facing hard times, computer skills
and welcome back to Mavs Talk. That's going to do it for our show tonight. The Mavericks again lose 115-93 against the Denver Nuggets. They got the Oklahoma City Thunder on Thursday, and the Toronto Raptors back here live on Friday. So tune in Thursday immediately following the Oklahoma City Thunder game for the Mavs Talk postgame show, and also on Friday night, which will be live here from the American Airlines Center. Don't miss RF Sports Radio live tomorrow morning at 8:30. We'll be going over Drew Brees' record-setting night tonight, also wrapping up the NFL weekend and getting you set for the bowl games this week with the Armed Forces Bowl, Ticket City Bowl, and the Cotton Bowl as well, too. To wrap it up here tonight, Royce, from what you've seen for this team, it's going to be a pretty long season.
Well, you're right, Rodney, and I'm not trying to get worried this early. It's only the second game. I trust that Carlisle will have to figure it out at least by fifth game, and this team must turn it around. I understand you don't have to come out the gate fast, but you have to finish strong.
And finish strong is what they're going to have to do. Now, they could go against Oklahoma City Thunder team. It's not going to take any prisoners against the Mavs. They can start this season at 0-3. How big of a hole would that be? I mean, Carlisle's already saying he's very disappointed in the play. He's blaming himself right now, but after a while, you got to start blaming the players. To go down 0-3 right now would be pretty big for a defending championship.
And especially this early in the season with such an easy schedule the rest of this month in January, you know, the Mavericks should be undefeated, but the way it's going, I don't think it's going to work out that way.
Well, it's definitely going to work out that way being 0-2 now.
Schedule only gets harder from here. They have some easy teams. This is one game that should have won, and they must win games like this.
So make sure you guys check us out tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. for the RF Sports Radio Show. Also, Mavs Talk on Thursday night. Don't miss the upcoming program for Deep End Media with the Lounge on Wednesday, and also our Deep End Saturday as well. For Rock and Royce Fisher, this is Mavs Talk. You listen to deependmedia.net, rfsportsradio.com.
You're tuned in to the Dallas Mavericks post-game show.
Rock and Royce Fisher giving you in-depth analysis of every Dallas Mavericks home game. This is
Deep End Radio.